Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity, at least that's what I would call it. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. If you want to be, you want to be part of the conversation. If you're not, you know, personal opinion, if you're not part of the conversation, if you're not getting informed, you're part of the problem. It's that simple, people. At least for me it is, anyway. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Okay, rapid fire. This is like a rapid fire hour. We're just going to hit a whole bunch of topics. We'll go through them pretty quick. Project Veritas, they released leaked audio from Twitter's all-hands meeting. I know some of you kind of heard about this, right? Now, Twitter employees are very unhappy that Elon Musk now owns Twitter. For all intents and purposes, it's his, right? And they're very loud about it. You know, I am worried that a lot of these people would either sabotage and or quit quickly, and he'd have to ramp up. And I know that there's other places, I heard that Trump, not just Trump, but these more conservative outlets are having trouble getting people to come to work for them. And, you know, because a lot of these little young techie people are all progressives. They've grown up in it. That's why they know it. They like it so much. So anyway, you know, when you watch what's happening, and now he's taking over Twitter. I actually joked around. I said, listen, take Twitter, move the headquarters to a more conservative state. You'll find people to work for you. They'll appreciate it. The lefties won't go there because the place will be anti-abortion or whatever, you know, in the tech world, God forbid. Right? So this internal all-hands call was held on Monday. The CEO, Parul Agrawal, and board member, Brett Taylor, they fielded questions from the staff. The call lasted about 45 minutes. And the audio was leaked to Project Veritas. Now, Veritas listed some of the highlights of the call, which I think are kind of funny. I mean, seriously. And can you see, before I even read this thing, can you imagine what that call was like? Can you imagine the amount of whining and the gnashing of teeth and the, oh my God, and the wailing? I mean, can you imagine what that was like? Because you've seen them do it when Trump was elected. And now, raise your hand. Aren't they predictable? They are so predictable, right? Elon Musk now is a bully. He's a misogynist. He's, you know, one of those rich guys. I mean, the whole thing. They don't say that about Bezos, their guy, right? Are they saying that about Bill Gates? Remember, Bezos was the richest guy until, you know, he decided to cheat on his wife. He decided to have extramarital affairs. These people have nothing. There's no commitment to anything but money. And then when he got divorced, his wife got half of it. She probably deserved 80% of it.
put up with him all those years. You don't have a right to do, whether you're rich or poor, you don't have a right to treat your wife like that, your husband like that. I mean, really. Brett Taylor tweeted, Twitter board member said, I also just want to acknowledge all the emotions of today. It's an emotional day. I want everyone to acknowledge it, right? You know, let's just lay it out there.
Really?
Your stock went up 38% and it's an emotional day. You mean it's a party day, right? That's what you mean? Mr. Taylor said, by law, we are required to act in the best interest of our shareholders. He went on to say, I can't speak to why people leak information to journalists, but people do. I can't imagine how disruptive it was for all of you. I mean, are you listening to this? This is a Stuart Smalley moment, right? Look him up if you don't know who he is. But really, this is like, oh, I know your feelings are hurt. I know we didn't have the proper shade of red for you to wear in your shirt. And I know that's upsetting you tremendously. No. I hope the first thing he does when he goes on there rips out all the safe spaces. Really. Parag, the Twitter CEO, said, it's important to acknowledge that all of you have many different feelings about what is happening. He went on to say that many of you are concerned. Some of you are excited. Many people here are waiting to understand how this goes and have an open mind. The role of our policies and the capabilities we've built around content moderation are fundamental to keeping Twitter safe and growing. They haven't grown. They haven't made a nickel. They are one of the worst investments you can stick your hands on. I mean, I really, truly love this stuff because this is exactly right. Agarwal said that we'll be finding a way to have Elon talk with all of you at the soonest possible opportunity. What do you mean you'll be finding a way? What's the find? You make a date, you make a time. The man owns satellites, for God's sakes. Right? As you heard from all of us, we don't have all the answers. Yeah, the answer is, you heard what he said, right? They're accountable to their shareholders. Those guys own the majority of the shares. Anyway, Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
There you go. Joe Messina, your host. Look, you got to play some good music before the breaks, right? Got to get, you know, you get a little down, you hear what's going on, you're like, oh, I can't believe these people. I can't believe they're actually doing this, right? No. We get a little down, we pick it up with the music, we get back at it, and the heck with them. Seriously. You know, it really bugs them no end. When you sit there with a smile on your face, when they believe that your world is falling in around you, it makes them nuts. No, I'm not kidding. I'm serious. So, you know, let's endeavor to make them crazy. I'm okay with it. I know some of you say, I'm not supposed to think like that. Well, too bad. that don't listen to me. Man, there's some stuff I say, I go, oh my God, did I say that? But I am, like I said earlier, I am tired. Extremely tired of playing by the Marcus of Queensberry rules while they play guerrilla warfare. Our guys sit back. You know, I mean, think about something, too. We take it from our own. I did that story earlier about Kevin McCarthy. Why does he deserve your respect? I'm asking because what has he done to truly deserve your respect? And yet they're going to expect you to give him money, to get behind him. They will make him guaranteed. Unless somebody finds something really, 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 really bad, they're going to make him Speaker of the House when we take it. And you will have a Ryan-esque speaker. Who's he going to call out? What's he going to do? Right? And we don't want that. I'm tired of that. When do we get the fighters up there? When do we get the people that are going to look at their own and go, you want to be a weasel? You want to hide in the closet? Go for it. But right now, I'm going for the throat, as they say. Okay? Let's take a minute to listen to a teacher. One of these, I'm trying to be nice about this, one of these woke teachers, I love it, they put it up on TikTok and they get mad at you for playing it. Well, what do you put it up there for if you don't want anybody to play it, or talk about it, or even see it for that matter? Take a look.
As a history teacher, my students deserve somebody who is going to confront and challenge the injustices and untruths that are in our history that have led to discrimination. So, yes, teaching is political because as we develop curriculum and have conversations with our students, equity and anti-racism need to be in the forefronts of our minds. But this is wildly different than indoctrination or propaganda because I'm not trying to sway my students' opinion. As a history teacher, my students...
She's not trying to sway... her student's opinion, bullpuckies. If you're teaching them the truth as you believe it to be, and you can't back it up, and you try to back it up with that 1619 BS, yeah, we got a problem. You're going to have a big problem with me, because it's not right. Right? So why? Why are we allowing that to happen? When you walk into your kid's classroom and you see things up on the wall, you see things in their books, you hear the teacher say certain buzzwords, that child is your responsibility, not hers or his. That child, it's your job to protect that child. As I love to say, they didn't ask for you. You gave birth to them. You brought them into this world. It's your job to protect them, not the government's. Because the minute you allow the government to become the main caretaker of your children, you are guilty of child abuse, or child neglect at least. It's really that simple. So you don't let that happen. You don't let teachers, or the administration, or a school district teach your kids things that you know to be morally wrong and incorrect. And don't worry about hurting somebody's feelings. Maybe we need a little bit more of that. And we won't end up with all these snowflakes that we have. What do you think? Really, it's becoming crazy at a level like I've never seen before. Kids that come from conservative households, even before they get out of high school, they become liberals. And you sit there and go, why? And the questions that they ask, this is what I love too. The questions that I ask, or they ask, are questions that have been asked in these schools that the liberal professors have been drilling into their heads for eons. This is nothing new. Absolutely nothing new here. Somehow they think it is. I guess when you're that young, everything is kind of new. Your professor sounds like a genius. Oh, your teacher. I know we're going to get in trouble for this. I don't care. Your teacher sounds like a genius. Right? Everything they say, like life, earth-shattering, life-changing. Well, I got news for you. It's not. I go back and think about my high school teachers. Of all of them I had, probably I can name, in the 4 year, my high school is a 4 year high school. The 4 years I was in high school, I probably could name a half a dozen of them that truly and honestly gave you both sides of the issue, loved the kids, loved spirited debate. You know, you ever watch Penn and Teller? Right? And not for the magician side of it, but I mean, my English, in my day in the 70s, they had these dual English classes, two teachers. I don't know why, still don't know why. And those were my teachers, like Mutt and Jeff, big, tall guy, little guy. One was very quiet, one was very loud. But they loved, it was very obvious, they loved what they did. They loved what they were doing, and you knew they loved what they were doing. They made things come alive. I hated English, even with those two guys. I couldn't stand it. Didn't see a need for it. I could read, leave me alone. But anyway, I just say it's you got to take control of your kids' lives. You have to make sure what they're learning there is true and real. And don't be afraid to talk to them. And don't be afraid to ask them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, seriously. I really do appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spent. When we come back, we're going to see a side of Don Lemon that we've never seen before. And seriously, if he had stayed in this mindset, I could have been a watcher slash supporter of his. Yeah, I could have been. You'll see why when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A new poll says Americans have had their fill of COVID-19 and they're ready to move on.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, the concern over the coronavirus pandemic is at an all-time low. Analyst Tim Malloy saying 74% of Americans believe the spread of COVID-19 is under control and 54% don't believe masks should be required on airplanes or public transit. 65% of Americans say they'd be comfortable taking public transit without a mask mandate. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russia cut off natural gas to NATO members Poland and Bulgaria and threatened to do the same to other countries. Russia appears to be using its export to divide the West over its support for Ukraine. European leaders condemn the move as blackmail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Going to your host.
Always a pleasure.
855 Real Show, 855-732-5563.
You know, head up to the website, showmacina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going up there, a lot happening. So, Don Lemon, I guess at one time, he had a high IQ and brain cells that actually worked actively. He did a piece years ago. I think it was before Trump. I'm almost sure it was before Trump. And in it, he talked about the real problems that are going on in the black community. Now, you got a problem with this piece, take it up with Don. Here's a black gay man talking about the ills of the black community and what they can do to fix it. He actually sticks up. I love this. He actually sticks up for Bill O'Reilly. In the piece. Take a listen.
It's time now for some tough love on the subject. The reason there is so much violence and chaos in the black precincts is the disintegration of the African American family.
He's got a point. In fact, he's got more than a point. Bill?
Raised without much structure, young black men often reject education and gravitate towards the street culture, drugs, hustling, gangs. Nobody forces them to do that. Again, it is a personal decision.
He is right about that, too. But in my estimation, he doesn't go far enough.
Whoa.
Because black people, if you really want to fix the problem, here's just five things that you should think about doing. Here's number five. Pull up your pants. Walking around with your ass and your underwear showing is not okay. In fact, it comes from prison when they take away belts from the prisoner so that they can't make a weapon. And then it evolved into which role a prisoner would have during male-on-male prison sex. The one with the really low pants is a submissive one. You get my point? Number four now is the N-word.
We took this word and we made it into poetry.
I understand poetic license, but consider this. I hosted a special on the N-word, suggesting that black people stop using it, and that entertainers stop deluding yourselves or themselves and others that you're somehow taking the word back. Now, number three, respect where you live. Start small by not dropping trash, littering in your own communities. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I rarely, if ever, witness people littering. I live in Harlem now. It's an historically black neighborhood. Every single day I see adults and children dropping their trash on the ground when a garbage can is just feet away. Just being honest here. Number two, finish school. You want to break the cycle of poverty? Stop telling kids they're acting white because they go to school or they speak proper English. A high school dropout makes on average $19,000 a year. A high school graduate makes $28,000 a year. A college graduate makes $51,000 a year. Over the course of a career, a college grad will make nearly $1 million more than a high school graduate. That's a lot of money. And number one, and probably the most important, just because you can have a baby, it doesn't mean you should, especially without planning for one or getting married first. More than 72% of children in the African American community are born out of wedlock. That means absent fathers. And the studies show that lack of a male role model is an express train right to prison. And the cycle continues. So please, black folks, as I said, if this doesn't apply to you, I'm not talking to you. Pay attention to and think about what has been presented in recent history as acceptable behavior. Pay close attention to the hip-hop and rap culture that many of you embrace, a culture that glorifies everything I just mentioned, thug and reprehensible behavior, a culture that is making a lot of people rich, just not you. And it's not going to.
Exactly. Here, right out of the mouth of a black man, living in a black community that most conservatives can't stand today. Not a fan either. Wasn't a fan of his back then either. But here he is laying it out. He's laying it out about his community, about what you could, God forbid, what you could do to make it better. We don't want to make it better, do we? We want to keep it down. We want to keep it bad. Then we can keep going. Oh, woe is me. Look what's going on to us. Look how bad it is for us. That is not where you need to be. That is not where you want to be, is it? Right? I mean, I have Alfonso Racial on the show. I have Sony Schmidt comes on the show. And this is what we talk about on a regular basis. Instead of schools, yes, it's mostly schools right now. Instead of schools getting these kids into the classroom and telling them how they can't make it, they can't do better because the man keeps them down. Right? Instead of doing all of this to them and dumbing down curriculum so you think they feel better about themselves, you are so wrong. Why don't you tell them the truth? Why don't you tell them how they, like he just did, tell them how they can do better. Tell them what they can do better. How to lift themselves up, how to get out of it, that they're not owed anything. I don't care whether you were, a slave, a potato picker, a ditch digger, whether you were put in your great-grandparents or grandparents were put in concentration camps. What about you today, right now? What are you doing today, right now, to make your life better? You know what? You can write me all the nasty emails you want to. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Okay? Write them all to me. I don't care. I have enough friends of diversity that feel the same way I do. Where you're at today has to do with decisions you made in your life over the last 10, 15, 20 years, whatever. Or from day one. You're not where you're at today because your great-grandmother or great-grandfather was a slave. You're not where you're at today because your ancestors were in internment camps in California and other places. You're not where you're at today because they only allowed you to pick peaches in the orchards. Not you, but your ancestors. You were where you were. Look, we had decades and decades in this country where if you even had too many vowels in your last name, you could get a grant to go to school. You could get all the money you wanted to get an education. If your skin was the darkest of the group, you got more money than somebody else to go to school. There are no reasons for your failures today. other than, as he said, you've decided not to do well. You've decided not to try harder. You've decided not to step up. And it doesn't matter. Look, there are people in this country, black, white, Asian, whatever, Hispanic, that have been at the top. You know, even in my life I've had cycles. Pretty bad ones, pretty good ones. You decide to stay in any one of those places. Okay? I mean, seriously. You decide how hard you want to try to be where you want to be later on in life. You decide what you're going to do with your money in most cases. You decide what to pursue. Really, I mean, this has always been a pet peeve of mine. You remember years ago, some of you have followed the show for years. I remember the first couple of years of doing the show when they started saying, you can't use terms like pick yourself up by your bootstraps because some kids don't have bootstraps. Some kids don't even have boots. Okay. I think we're going a little crazy, right? Go to Goodwill. Go to the local whatever. Go do something that'll make you a few bucks to buy shoes or to get shoes. Like I said, even the poorest person in this country is doing better than the pseudo-middle class of some other countries. And as many of us, and I'm just myself in the picture, if we see somebody who's down and out but they're trying, we'll help them out. There's no question. We're the most giving country on the planet. And I'm not just talking about money that goes to charities. We're the first to step up and help in most cases. Our religious communities, the Christian communities mostly, are the first to go out to these places that are torn apart by natural disasters, as they call them. And we stay. And we help. And we help them rebuild. We go out to these communities where people living in tents. It's dangerous to do now, not like it used to be. It used to be these people were really homeless. They really had trying to get up there. You help feed them. You bring them some clothes. You bring them some socks. I hear that in the homeless world, that's the biggest thing they want is socks. I get it. Right? So, this is the country. As bad as it is right now, you can still make it. You can still do something with your life. You can still make something yourself. You just have to want to. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. Come on, your foot's tapping too. I know it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be, as we say, part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, right? You don't want to be part of the problem. The way you do that is you do get involved. You do get engaged. You do try to make things happen. But you do it with information. Okay? I mean, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Do you remember when Trump had a, not a mass exodus, but on a regular basis, people were leaving the administration? And I'm not going to guess as whether he was just being too hard on them, not hard enough, they didn't want to work, they didn't like about, I don't know. Not my job to figure it out. Okay? So, right now, Kamala Harris, her problems are just getting worse and worse and worse. And in the midterm, they're going to have nobody working for them. And And my question, though, is with the people leaving Kamala's office, why isn't this a news story, 7x24? I'm curious. I mean, isn't this a big deal? And they're saying, the people leaving are saying, it's because of the chaos. Some have quietly said, or anonymously said, they can't deal with all the BS. She's almost impossible to work for. We heard this in California about her. I don't know what's so hard about this. If she was doing it here, you know sure as heck she was going to do it in D.C. So Vice President Kamala Harris, whose political performance hasn't exactly been the best. You know, she's got terrible ratings. And she keeps hitting blow after blow after blow. Right? She may, I don't know, you guys tell me what you think. She may exceed, far go past, Joey B's, you know, gaffe numbers. Don't you think? No, am I wrong? I mean, don't you think eventually she'll go well past how many gaffes he does on a regular basis? And and she's, what, 20 plus years younger than him. So she got plenty of time to catch up. A large part of the reason might be the very shaky retention rate of her staff. They don't give her the information she needs, or maybe they're afraid to give her something. Maybe she doesn't even read what they give her. I mean, even if you're going to do a speech off a teleprompter, you've looked at it, I'm sure, once or twice. You familiarize yourself with what's going to be in it, what the content's going to be, have you not? I would hope so. Is that what a good leader does? Oh, I'm sorry, it's a good leader. More and more people in her senior team are leaving. Now, and you know, her senior staff members, I don't think some of you realize how integral they are to the whole process for that elected official. They help pull things together, get your schedule together, know the topics you're not going to be talking about, and really truly know what the facts are. You know that the person that you're working for, you know their character, you know their personality, what they like to talk about, and you make it so it's easy for them. Now, Flournoy has become the 12th member of Kamala's vice presidential team to abandon the ship. Really, in a relatively brief period of time, right? And there's all kinds of, and she's putting out there, there's all kinds of internal strife going on. Now, notice that, you know, again, if this was Trump and he had two people, it was, oh my God, the White House is in turmoil. Every station you went to, every left-leaning station you went to, talked about how much turmoil that it was going through. Right? And it's just amazing. Now, and the funny thing about it, Flournoy, her chief of staff, she served as chief of staff for former President Bill Clinton, right? For a while. And you think that must have been a heck of a job to have, right? She's been a chief of staff for Joe Lieberman. In a statement on Thursday, or a statement earlier, Harris described Flournoy as a valued advisor and confidant, a consummate public servant, tremendous leader. Although none of those qualities seem to be what they really want anyway. But this should be a big deal. We should be making a big deal of this since the regular news media won't. Right? Do you think she yells at them and blames them when she's off on her speeches, when she can't get it right? I mean, there's a long list of people who have fled Harris's office. Right, her chief spokesman, her national security advisor, her speechwriter. Well, Wouldn't you quit if you were her speechwriter? Wouldn't you be going, Camilla, read what I wrote, for God's sakes. Stop it. Stop making it up as you go. She had a bunch of advisors leave. And they're leaving at a faster pace. So, I mean, she can't stick it out. She can't keep it going. I mean, she can't keep hiding this. Right? The news about Flournoy's departure caught Harris totally off guard. She heard about it while she was in, I guess she was in San Francisco. Right? And you know that she was like, wait, what? I just left there. Why didn't she tell me? All she has to do, you know, I mean, really, truly, it's so toxic in there. They don't even want to tell her face to face that they're quitting. Think about that. One of the biggest yelling matches in her office. You ready for this? Wasn't that she got misinformation and flubbed her speech in Europe? Not because she didn't have enough information to be able to answer questions when she does these interviews. No. The biggest yelling match was over, she was fuming over a Vogue magazine cover that showed her wearing sneakers. That's right. She was upset. You know, truly, they could have airbrushed the sneakers out to make her happy, but why bother? She ain't going to be happy anyhow. You know, and she actually used to send, according to some of the staffers and Flournoy, she used to send Flournoy out to yell at staffers and yell at Joe Biden staffers. Right? She wanted everybody to stand up when she entered the room, the way they did for him. He's the president. You're just the VP, sweetie. Yeah, I'm going to put it that way, too. Stop thinking more highly of yourself than the other. You couldn't even get 1% in California. Are we for real? That's a new name for us. Somebody just said, can't keep him, Camilla. I mean, really? So, I don't know. Again, nothing has changed. Right? Nothing. The way she approaches stuff, she has no knowledge of any kind of international politics. It's very obvious. What was the one? Let's see if I can find this. She said something when she was over in Europe. Ukraine is a country in Europe. Okay. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger... I mean, listen. She's talking with leaders, heads of state, well-informed, well-educated people. She sounds like she's talking to a room of sixth graders. Ukraine is a country in Europe, kids. It exists next to another country called Russia. Much bigger, bad country. Russia is powerful. So Russia decided one day to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. And basically, that's wrong. My God, she is second in charge. She's number two. Are we for real? You know, never mind. Jim Senior, your host, always a pleasure. Listen, people, let's help out. Let's help our, yeah, you know, somebody just put in a chat room, the biggest German bank has called for a recession, or say a recession. I've been telling you that here, and I'm not a big bank. I'm glad you're listening. I bring those people on, seriously. You know, you want to be ready for it, and we'll bring Dave Fisher back on again, talk about what's going on again in the banking world and what have you. So, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the, you can get involved in the chat room, live chat room. I don't even know what to call it anymore. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the night. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.